This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. Talking about the economic news. Story coming on out of governmentslaves.news basically saying 59% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. They're right on the edge of disaster. One major event, they're homeless. They're living at the edge of a cliff. So long, it's become a lifestyle. I think for a lot of younger Americans especially, they've never known a time where there was a sense of security to their standard of living. It's always been a struggle. It's always been stressful. No wonder they're acting out so much. Okay, we got a caller waiting on the line. Sherry in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you, Mike. You were saying that I don't understand exactly all the ins and outs of the relationship between America and China, but I think China has an alternative. You know, maybe you've talked about this before. I'd like to hear something about it. We buy China's technologies, like the chips for our computers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we buy their airline parts too, those and technologies for our airlines. Two things
plus
we've been
consumer
having,
goods.
Well, we don't make our own. We don't make. Trump says in about a year or so, maybe we can start making our own parts. But in the meantime, it seems like China's got the upper hand, because if they can control our technologies or give us bad chips and do you think there's any correlation between the fact that we buy parts for our airlines from China and the problems we're having? And with our cars, too, you know, all the recalls and everything. Because, you know, if we're buying parts from a country that's ticked off with us, it doesn't put us in a very good position technologically. If China has that kind of advanced technology and can control what America buys, you know, and give them bad parts, that's another way of fighting back.
Well, I don't think any company, whether it's in China or the United States, intentionally wants to send somebody else bad parts, because that eventually comes back to you and hurts your sales in the long run. So I don't think that's a factor. I don't know to what extent Chinese parts are used in American aircraft construction. I would be very concerned about if Chinese parts were being used in the fabrication of warplanes, because if we do go to war, there's definitely going to be a parts shortage. It's going to be a logistics nightmare. Same thing with the cars. I don't know what percentage of the cars built in America use Chinese parts, because I don't really know the supply chain.
I don't either. I thought maybe just the technology parts, and when you're trying to navigate where to go, sometimes that thing doesn't work. You know, I mean, sometimes it does. I guess it's better than I realize. But it, I don't know. You know, it just seems like we didn't have these airline problems before, and we didn't have all these recalls in the past. And I just seems like this has come on since, I mean, if we do something to Russia or if we do something to Iran, see, China's going to get, they could fight back technologically, I think.
Let's back up here a little bit. First of all, there have always been airline disasters. In fact, in the early days of civil aviation, there were a lot of them. And so there's been a lot of effort expended to make aviation safer, a lot of regulation. Unfortunately, then it was deregulated, and the airlines were allowed to basically decide for themselves what steps they had to take to make sure the aircraft were safe. And as we're seeing from the recent situation with Boeing, they took a lot of shortcuts for the sake of a fast buck, and they're going to be paying for that one. So I get the gist of what you're saying.
Yeah.
I don't think China is looking at actively sabotaging the products they send to the United States, because it's not like we're forced to buy them. And if word gets out that we're not, if word gets out that part X, blah, 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 has a serious, serious problem, then other competitors in China will offer a copy of it, or will go to another company in another country.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so China would actually be working against its own interest to engage in that kind of behavior.
Yeah. We'll see. It gets a little more complicated than I can really wrap my mind around. But it seems like if someone wanted to really give us a hard time, it wouldn't be a boots on the ground sort of strategy. It would be technologically. And for the first time, about a month ago, everything in the grocery store would not register. So everyone who had a checkbook with them or cash could buy their groceries. Everyone else had to take a note. And that
seems to happen. That happens on a regular basis. It happens at our Safeway every once in a while.
Since when, though? Just recently, huh? Just like in the last year?
Years.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
In fact, it's been a lot better. Of late, it's been a lot better. But when they first put that system in, yeah, it was down a lot. Anyway, Sherry, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates just now rejoining our network. Getting on back to the economic news, discount chain Fred's announced yesterday it is closing 104 underperforming stores as part of an ongoing effort to rationalize its store footprint. There's a new term. I hadn't heard that one before, rationalizing its footprint. Now, this comes 5 weeks after Fred's started these going-out-of-business liquidation sales in 159 stores and follows an evaluation of store performance and timing of lease expirations. So Fred's came on out and said, these additional store closures are a difficult but necessary step in the continued restructuring of Fred's. So they're in trouble. All right, talking about immigration, Donald Trump has come on out and announced what his new immigration policy is going to be. He wants to get rid of the visa lottery in favor of a merit-based system in which we allow into the country people who can do the country some actual good. And immediately it's being denounced as racist and xenophobic. And basically, Carl Hamed Lipscomb, Deputy Director of Black Alliance for Just Immigration, came on out in an interview with Sputnik saying that the new immigration policy is designed to draw rich Europeans only. Well, don't you want the best people in your country? Doesn't that make any kind of common sense here? I mean, I'm looking at this story that came on out here over at Investment Watch blog. Actually, it originated in Breitbart, where they've arrested this illegal immigrant who was working as a home care provider for killing an 81-year-old woman. And now that they've got him, they think this guy could be linked to hundreds of other deaths. He's a serial killer. And he was just allowed to walk across the border. I'd kind of like to not have things like that happen anymore. And like I said, I have no problem with legal immigrants. It's the word illegal. And changing it to undocumented doesn't change the reality. They are here without the official permission. Now, CNN reporter Jim Acosta was caught in this outright lie on reporting on the president's new immigration plan. Apparently, Acosta came on out reporting that the president painted all asylum seekers with a broad brush of making frivolous claims to gain asylum in the United States, but that is not what happened. Trump specifically spoke of legitimate asylum seekers having their claims displaced due to others taking advantage of the system, which is far closer to reality. And the Trump people called Acosta out on this, and it kind of makes you wonder, how did Acosta, and yes, he works for CNN, how did Acosta win a journalism award about truth? Because only a month ago, the New York Press Club announced they would be awarding Acosta with the prestigious Truth to Power Journalism Award at their annual dinner in June. And I think they really should reconsider. They're calling him a journalist of utmost integrity. Well, not today he wasn't. Not today he wasn't. Okay, the appeals court has ruled against the White House in the latest DACA decision and basically said that, well, they basically ruled against the Trump administration upholding an earlier determination that Trump's attempt to rescind DACA protections was unlawful because it was not adequately explained, which sounds kind of like a weird situation. Isn't that what the court is there for, to figure it all out? But really taking the cake today is Nancy Pelosi, who right after trashing that pro-life bill in Alabama that would save the lives of countless innocent children, Nancy Pelosi cited faith in declaring that all illegal immigrants have dignity and worth. So that's where Nancy Pelosi is coming from. Illegal immigrants have dignity and worth. Unborn babies do not. Trump has decided he's going to be sending 500 migrants a month to Florida Democratic strongholds. He's basically making them come on out and reveal that they're NIMBYs, which means not in my backyard. And of course, what the Democrats want is they want the migrants to go to the Republican counties and districts to switch them to blue. But Trump is saying, nope, nope. You guys wanted to be sanctuary cities, so go ahead and sanction. All right. Interestingly enough, apprehensions are up 42% on our northern border as Mexicans and Central Americans try to enter the U.S. from Canada. There's been an overwhelming surge up there on the U.S.-Canada border. And apparently, obviously it pales in comparison to the southern border crisis. But there's an issue up there as well. The southern border crisis is just completely out of control. And now we're hearing about the Texas fake marriage scam, where apparently an illegal immigrant will come into the country. They'll be paired with a legal citizen and married, making them a citizen. They'll wait a decent amount of time, and then they'll divorce. And the created citizen remains a citizen. The citizenship is not revoked with the divorce. And apparently, non-citizens have paid between $50,000 and $70,000 to go through this marriage scam. So, you kind of wonder if these people coming into this country have that kind of cash. Why do they feel they need to come here? All right, this next story has popped up a couple of places around the web, including the Gateway Pundit. And it comes under the heading of, great if it's true, but I'm not sure. Over at the Daily Caller, Amber Athey is reporting that multiple senior Trump administration officials says President Trump will soon invoke the tremendous powers of the Insurrection Act to get rid of illegal immigrants across the land. Now, under the Insurrection Act of 1807, the president has the authority to use the National Guard and the military in order to combat unlawful obstruction or rebellion within U.S. borders. The act was last invoked in 1992 by George Herbert Walker Bush to quell the Los Angeles riots, and was also used by Eisenhower in 1957 to enforce school desegregation in the South. Yeah, I remember those riots in Los Angeles. So, experts are saying Trump's use of the axe powers would face legal challenges. There will be lawsuits, like there aren't already. And, however, the travel ban ultimately prevailed in the Supreme Court. Sorry, I skipped a line there. Okay, let's talk about some health issues. Over in Yemen, they have illegal immigrants there as well. And unfortunately, they have been hit with the cholera epidemic. And so far, it's killed 21 illegal African immigrants and asylum seekers, infected over 450 others. Over in Great Britain, Robert Peston of Peston Politics is saying that Theresa May will be gone by the end of July. Now, there have been a lot of rumors of May's demise, but she's still prime minister. But Peston's theory is well-founded. Eurointelligence agrees that there are more calls to resign. People just, they want her out. She messed up Brexit, tried to make it a non-Brexit Brexit. People are very angry. Getting into the world of political correctness, and you're not going to believe this one. This happened down in New Zealand. There was this school that was celebrating an anti-bullying day, and to celebrate it, you were supposed to wear pink. Okay? So they had this pink shirt day, and for this one boy, he was actually sent home from school because he wasn't wearing enough pink. This was a Helensville Primary School sent the boy home. The boy's mother, Claire Lilifano, took to Facebook to say her son had been sent home to change. Now, students had been told they could wear pink in support of the day, or they could wear their school uniforms. And the mother said her sons looked for as much pink clothing as they could find. But, you know, come on, let's be honest here. Guys, by and large, don't wear pink. I have a pink T-shirt, but that's only because it got washed together with a non-color fast red T-shirt. So the mother is saying apparently what he was wearing wasn't good enough, so the head of the school sent him home to get changed. Didn't even check if the parents were home. Over in Baltimore, they're having a major problem with malware. And it's a cryptocurrency miner, and it's a ransomware. And it infected the city's communications network servers a week ago. And it's continued to spread. They can't get ahead of it. And now the essential systems required for tracking real estate deals have gone offline. So the entire real estate industry is now paralyzed. No homes can currently be bought or sold. When is somebody going to do something about the cybercrime? Where is the mighty NSA, which we've all been told listens to everything that goes on the internet? Okay. We were talking the other day about Facebook co-founder Chris Hughes, Mark Zuckerberg's former college roommate and partner, writing up an editorial saying that it's time to break up the Facebook monopoly. And interestingly enough, over in Great Britain, the Financial Times wrote an editorial in which they said, yes, it has to be done. They said that European capitals could lead the charge, but ultimately the U.S. must wake up and start regulating. Well, there you go, Donald. You've got the support of the world to get on out there and move all of these corporate social media platforms back to the middle, back to fairness and open discussion, or you're going to lose in 2020. All right, we're coming up here on another commercial break, and we'll be back after these few words. We'll be right back.
life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And, getting on back to computers and so. Well, first of all, before that, we put out the call for donations. We really need your help. Things are very hard right now, and I know you're all on edge. We had that article earlier in the show about half of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck, but we do need your help. So the postal address to send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can call in with a credit or debit card donation or to pledge to be a recurring subscriber is 800-724-2719, extension 1. The network thanks you. So getting on back to all the stuff about Facebook, and it seems like they're getting into more and more interesting things here. Facebook said yesterday it banned an Israeli company that ran an influence campaign aimed at disrupting elections in various countries, and Facebook has canceled dozens of accounts engaged in spreading disinformation. Nathaniel Gleicher, Facebook's head of cybersecurity policy, told reporters the tech giant had purged 65 Israeli accounts, 161 pages, dozens of groups, and 4 Instagram accounts. Many were linked to the Archimedes Group, a Tel Aviv-based political consulting and lobbying firm that boasts of its social media skills and ability to, quote, change reality, end quote. Okay. So, see, it wasn't Russia that was influencing our elections. It was Israel here. Over at MGM Resorts, they are offering to settle the liability lawsuits from the 2017 mass shooting at the Mandalay Bay with an $800 million settlement. And they were sued basically for failing to provide protection for the people. And the company believes it is reasonably possible that a settlement will be reached shortly. And apparently they have $751 million in insurance that will cover most of that settlement. So it looks like that chapter is coming to a close. Okay. More about Notre Dame. And I mentioned yesterday that there is this debate going on between one camp that wants it to be restored as it originally was, and another one that wants to take the entire roof and make a steel and glass structure, including a new spire, along the lines of that pyramid that was built outside the Louvre. And by the way, the architect who designed that pyramid just passed away. His name escapes me at the moment. And it turns out that what is happening in the background is they want to turn Notre Dame into a new tourist destination, meaning if it's just restored and you've already been there, why would you bother? But this is the new Notre Dame, and they want it to basically be up and running in time for the 2024 Olympic Games. So there's a little bit of timing and economics there. This one is a little bit strange here. For 40 years, the good ladies of the Women's Institute have been washing their hands and putting on their little pinnies to bake cakes and biscuits for the terminally ill patients at the Loros Hospice in Leicester. And they have now been told that their confectionery gifts are no longer welcome. Loros, which is the Leicester and Rutland Organization for the Relief of Suffering, is not allowed to accept them because members' kitchens have not been visited and approved for cleanliness by health inspectors. Now, Glennis Wignell, 75, said she's never encountered any problems with health and safety in 3 decades. And Loros manager Helen Williams said, "We have loved receiving donations from so many generous supporters, but this is a decision made by the local authorities, not by our organization." So stop and think for a minute about what has just gone down here. The health inspectors have come on down and said, "We're not sure that the cakes that you are baking are safe for people who are already dying in the next few days to eat." Now, how's that for bureaucracy for you? Silly here. Okay, we're going to take another commercial break here. Come on back with a few more stories heading for the top of the hour and the lovely lady Claire. So we'll be back after these few words.
Tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And I just got an email relative to that story about the cakes. You know, not we don't know that they're healthy for these terminally ill people to eat. It says that story illustrates how only the intellectually dead end up working in government. Absolutely true. They don't want people who think in government. That's a threat to the politicians. Okay, Russian astronomers have discovered a mysterious new satellite out in geostationary orbit. This is the area where the vast majority of Earth's communications and television broadcasting satellites are situated, about 27,000 miles out there. And so objects in geostationary orbit, they orbit the Earth once each day. From the point of view on the ground, they don't move. The sky moves behind them. The satellites stay there. There's only a limited number of spaces, and it's very crowded, and it's internationally regulated. But the Russians are saying this satellite they've spotted does not appear on any official records, and nobody knows what it is or whose it is. And more importantly, they can see, apparently, it is able to maneuver somewhat. Well, a lot of those satellites are able to maneuver primarily because precession, the effect of the moon tidal forces can pull them out of their slot, and they need to get back. But the Russians are saying this is something a little bit, you know, more interesting. So we'll see what's going to come out of that. Is it just somebody's has an illegal broadcasting satellite, or is this somebody's killer satellite weapon being tested? Okay, out in California, it is snowing. There's a winter-like storm that moved through California. The skiers are back out on the slopes. There's fresh powder on the Sierra Nevada. This being May, of course. Gosh darn that human-caused global warming. Getting on back to Monsanto, there's a big stink going on up in Canada. The First Nations in Ontario have basically gone to court. For 43 years, the forest industry has been conducting aerial spraying of glyphosate herbicide on indigenous lands. They call it a rain of death. And it's killed off a wide range of animals, plants, fish, and insects. Now, First Nations have tried to stop this practice since the 1990s through a variety of measures, including meetings with logging companies and government officials, protests, and reports, but the rain of death keeps coming. Now, members of the Traditional Ecological Knowledge Elders of the North Shore of Lake Huron say they'll be going to court to force the Canadian federal government to live up to the Robinson-Huron Treaty of 1850. That treaty guarantees First Nations in the area the right to hunt, fish, gather berries, and use plant medicines in traditional territories. The tech elders say that by allowing the aerial spraying to continue, the Trudeau government is violating this treaty and the Constitution Act of 1982 that reaffirms those rights. Well, I wish them a lot of luck. Monsanto does seem to have a lot of that muscle. But Monsanto's day may be over, because it came out earlier in the week that Monsanto had for 10 years run a black ops division that went on out and tried to destroy the careers of any scientists who are questioning the safety of glyphosate or any other Monsanto product, and in many cases just bribed reporters, write good things. Remember that story about Monsanto's synthetic bovine growth hormone? The Fox News reporters, they found out there was a problem. They tried to report it. They got fired. They sued for wrongful termination and lost on appeal when the court said, you know, there really is no law compelling the U.S. media to tell the truth to anybody about anything. So Bayer, I'm sure, is having buyer's remorse right about now. But the media has been seriously embarrassed now, because everybody's saying, oh, you were not reporting on this glyphosate problem because you either succumbed to blackmail, or they gave you a gift, or they just bought you off. How could you betray the public interest like that? And so now the media is turning against Monsanto, which would be a good thing, I think. There's no law that says a company has to last forever, especially one who engages in dangerous, bad business practices. And as a matter of fact, Bayer's stock has lost 44% of its value since they bought Monsanto. That is a major, major, major hit. Okay, now, apparently, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was interviewing a big pharma executive and just asked point blank why a life-saving HIV drug costs nearly $2,000 in the U.S. and only $8 in Australia. I'm starting to like the new Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, because now she's on point. She's on topic. Why is there this cost disparity? In fact, right now, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is keeping the promise that Trump made back in 2016 that he was going to find out why all of these things were so expensive. So apparently there's a new House bill, the Vaccinate All Children Act of 2019. It's all about selling product. I think we ran a story earlier in the week about how they've got mandatory vaccination laws down in Australia, and the president of Australia and his wife are heavily invested in vaccine stocks. That's how it works. You get into office, you force everybody to buy whatever it is the companies you own stock in are selling. Vaccines, bombs. Alrighty, so Senator Marco Rubio is out there talking about Iran, saying it's very simple. If Iran attacks, there'll be a war. If Iran doesn't attack, there won't. This, of course, is dangerously naive. With all this attention set on U.S. forces in Iraq and Iranian proxies in Iraq, it looks like that's going to be the staging ground where they're going to blow up some American people, some American kids, and they're going to say, oh, we know Iran did it. Just like when they knocked down the World Trade Towers and they said, oh, we know Afghanistan did it. And then after they destroyed Afghanistan, we were wrong. It was Iraq. Okay. And then after they destroyed Iraq, well, maybe it was Iran. So I'm waiting to see somebody come on out and say that Iran has mobile biological weapons labs, just like Iraq did. All righty. This is an ugly story. Now, it doesn't name the company, but it's a company that sells beverages and is intentionally searching for and using chemicals that are legal, but they're addictive. That is really so tacky. It's very tacky. All righty. So we've already covered the WhatsApp vulnerability. And another story about Boeing. Before the Ethiopian crash, Boeing resisted pilots' calls for aggressive steps on the 737 MAX. I think Boeing has really done a lot of damage to itself. And it's going to stretch far beyond the 737 MAX. I mean, the timing is terrible. Boeing just came out with its 777X. And people are going to be wondering what shortcuts were taken to increase profits on that plane. Here's another article. Congress wants to steal $1.68 billion from Iran. This goes back to 9/11 and this idea that without a shred of proof, the U.S. government has now decided that Iran was behind 9/11. Oh, no, actually, this is about the bombing of the Marine base in Beirut, Lebanon. So they want to take some of this Iranian money that's frozen in the U.S., and they want to make it available to the families of these 241 American servicemen killed in this 1983 suicide bombing. Now, nobody knows who really did it. They even admit here they don't know who did it. But we have just decided that it's going to be Iran. And the excuse given was the Iranian regime founded and supported the terror group responsible for the attack, Hezbollah. Multiple court decisions have authorized that Iranian funds be seized and given to the victims' families. Okay, well, you need to remember that court decisions are not science and they're not evidence. It's just a judge's opinion. First of all, Hezbollah was not founded by Iran. It's funded by Iran in much the same way the U.S. funds Israel. And if Israel hadn't invaded Lebanon in 1982, there would today be no Hezbollah. Hezbollah began as a Shia resistance to Israel's invasion and mistreatment of the Shias in southern Lebanon. Second and very important point here. It's not known what group or country is responsible for the bombing back in 1983. Nobody took credit for it. And it was such a huge embarrassment to the United States, they invaded Grenada the very next day just to get the media off the story. Now, at the time, Reagan's Vice President Bush, Secretary of State George Shultz, and National Security Advisor Robert McFarlane just decided to blame Iran and Syria for the attack and a second one on the U.S. Embassy in Lebanon. And the U.S. later said that elements that would become Hezbollah were responsible. That's how they got around that little embarrassment here. But it was all highly speculative. So the attacks allowed the U.S. and France to collaborate on attacking Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps in Lebanon's Bekaa Valley. The USS New Jersey fired hundreds of shells at Druze and Syrian positions. It's just all lies. It's just all lies. So let's get back and talk about Iran. Why are we attacking Iran? Why are we invading Iran? Well, multiple reasons. First of all, because Israel wants it broken up as a regional power. And second, U.S. economists want Iran's oil sold only for the U.S. dollar to get our economy propped up again. And third, as that one article we talked about earlier in the day said, it may be that Donald Trump needs a distraction from some looming scandal that's about to break. There's very rarely just one reason why a war or an assassination happens. There are multiple overlapping interests. And the private central bankers want Iran under a private central bank as opposed to the Islamic system they're under now. And a lot of people have been talking about war with Iran for years and years and years. Israel's been screaming that Iran was on the verge of a nuclear weapon in just a matter of weeks going back 30 years, and it never happened. In fact, in all the inspections that were done during the signing of that P5 plus one agreement, the international inspector said, no, there's nothing here other than what's allowed to be here under the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, which was nuclear power plants, medical isotopes, industrial applications like these statikers. They found no evidence of weapons whatsoever. Iran is not the threat here. It's the U.S., the U.S. desire for hegemonic domination over the oil nations. And I'm concerned, obviously, that with all these assets in place and with all this talk about threats to U.S. forces in Iraq, that there is going to be a false flag. Could even happen this weekend, where they're going to sacrifice a bunch of American kids and say, it was Iran. Just like we decided back during the Beirut bombing, it had to be Iran. We had no evidence, but we don't need no stinking evidence. We just know psychically. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Carrie in California. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, yesterday or the day before, Dustin mentioned that, you know, we can come back after a Soviet-style collapse because Germany did it. He gave them as an example. Things are a little bit different now. It was easier for them to tool up. They had craftsmen that we don't have. They had, it was less high tech back then. They could put those factories up faster and get in production easier. And there was less competition for manufacturing then. You didn't have the China One Belt, One Road. I hope Dustin's right, but I'm not so sure. And, you know, comparing the education system they had over in Germany to the one we got here, it's going to be tough to get some people that are competent to do these jobs.
Yeah, absolutely. This country has been so mismanaged between liberal education and Common Core and all of it. It's frightening to think what the next generation is going to have to deal with.
Yeah, I hope he's right and I'm wrong. Anyway, that's my only point today, Mike. Thank you.
All right, well, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. And, yeah, I do see a collapse coming. We're either going to lose these wars or we're going to have a collapse coming. I think this is the end of the United States. And how we recover from that collapse, maybe we won't go high-tech. Maybe we'll focus on cleaning up our environment and become an agricultural power again. There are many different ways to prosper a nation. Anyway, we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back after these few words.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Here we're going to go back to the phones to Don in Iowa. Aloha, Don. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, I'm Mike. Yes, you're talking about the Lebanon bombing. That was a case where more Marines got killed than any other attack since Iwo Jima. Over 200
yes.
Marines got killed. It was a big deal. And I don't know if I'm sure you've heard of this guy Christopher Boleyn.
Yes.
He's the guy that comments a lot on Israel and Palestine. And all the people that talk about Israel and Palestine, this guy actually majored in it in college. He has a bachelor's degree in at the University of California, Santa Cruz. Israel, Palestine, that old mess over there. And he's a smart guy. He really believes that that was a false flag by the Mossad.
I agree with him.
He believed.
And, I agree.
Now, you know, people should check this guy out. He's not that easy to find. You can find him on YouTube, Christopher Berlin. He has a website, Berlin. He also believes that the Mossad was the basically the main driver of the 9/11 attacks, too. But, the problem is we don't have any good politicians, Mike. They're all, when we have to be looking at somebody like AOC, you know, yeah, and she does say some good stuff. She's one of the few that has said we should cut aid to Israel, you know. And we're yep. looking at her, actually. She's just a babe in the woods that doesn't know really her ass from her elbow. But she's, by mistake, she talks about some good stuff there. But, you know, I valiantly tried to get you to run for Senate, and then they'd have the good people of Hawaii. Instead of Crazy Maisie, they would have Iron Mike. Okay, I'll let you go, Mike.
All right, well, thanks an awful lot here. And, yeah, well, the politics out here on the island, it's very entangled, and it goes back a long way, and it's a machine. And I've never really had ambitions to hold political office. I just wish we could find some people who were better at it, because it would make our lives so much better. And again, looking at what's going on in our state with like that light rail system, what a mess they've made of that. A lot of people around here are thinking it's never going to get finished. And all that money is going to have been spent, and all the roads are going to be ruined, and we're going to be stuck with this eyesore of this elevated track across the southern part of the island. And yes, they tried to decorate it up with little embossings in the concrete uprights of palm fronds and tropical stuff, but it doesn't really work. And there's a big fist fight going on now about an audit between a grassroots organization and the agency, HART, that is administering the project. Because it's way over budget by billions. It's years behind schedule. And it's never going to pencil out. Okay, there's the music. Time for a station identification. And when we come on back, it will be hour number 3 with the lovely Lady Claire. Stay tuned.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.